huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Welcome to the Disruptive Entrepreneur Podcast.
What does the word disruptive mean to you?
Means going beyond the ordinary, going beyond the status quo.
Not thinking in the conventional way, not just sort of following the herd.
Disruptive means shaking things up, you know?
Disruptive entrepreneur is somebody who sees the problem and embraces the problem with a new way.
Shake up and awakening.
Quality will take care of itself, and you'll go from being disruptive, but also profitable.
When you use your own reservoir of talent, when you love what you do, then you disrupt.
Mix it up, change it up, and dominate.
And now, your host, 8 times best-selling author and double world record holder, Rob Moore.
Hi, this is Rob Moore. This will be a quick episode. We're going straight into detail the 6 areas that I know of where you can increase your fees with ease. I'm actually writing a book called How to Increase Your Fees with Ease, working title. And I know many ways that I can help you increase your fees, your hourly rate, what you get paid as an employee, your consultancy fees, essentially your own value and worth. Now, I've got 6 to cover. And the last one, anyone can do. Anyone. In fact, at least 3, maybe 4, anyone can do, even if you've not really got any experience yet or you're launching something brand new. So the 6 areas to increase your fees with ease, here we go. Number 1 is a little formula of knowledge plus experience equals results. So if you gain more knowledge in something, I love vinyl, I love sort of hi-fi, a bit of a closet geek audiophile, and I have a lot of knowledge built up since I was 14 years old reading What Hi-Fi magazine. Now, that has some value. But if I don't actually put it into experience, i.e. I don't do anything with it, it's just kind of in a vacuum. So you take your knowledge and you turn it into experience of things you do and you've done, and then you get proven results. And then, my friends, you have increased your fees with ease through the proof in the market. When all is said and done, more is said than done. So you do get this whole thing with people learning, 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 but not going and doing. But even despite me saying that, what you know still has value. Right, number 2 then is your self-worth equals your net worth. So if you increase your own feeling of how you perceive yourself, your own value in the world, in your marketplace, your confidence, your volition, your passion of delivery and understanding that we all have value, and you can turn your value, your passion into a profession, your vocation into a vacation, then your fees will go up. If you don't believe in yourself, why should anyone else? And too many people, they give away free coaching or mentoring. Oh, I'm just going to get some case studies first. And they have a lot of guilt, shame, embarrassment, fear about charging, that people will criticize them, that people will say that they're a ripoff, that they're not worth it. Which is why we go back to number 1. Your knowledge has value. You can turn that into increased fees. Gaining experience. Now, here's the thing. You don't have experience until you have experience. But you can have knowledge before experience. So you gain knowledge, increase your fees a bit. And then as you go and develop more experience, you increase your fees some more. And then as you get proven results in your marketplace, you increase your fees even more. So people say, don't they, your network equals your net worth. And while I agree with that, I would say just as much, your self-worth equals your net worth. You cannot fill from an empty cup. So keep working on how you feel about yourself, knowing that you have equal value to everyone on the planet. No one is better than you. Everyone's just different than you. Don't put people up there on a pedestal. And remember, if you don't believe in yourself, why should anyone else? Hi, it's Rob here, interrupting you with something you may not know about me. I was one of the few people on the planet hand-selected by Facebook to pilot their new supporter program. It's a very small premium model where you can get exclusive content and advance notice or discount of new products and services. So this is what I've done for you. Not only can you get best discounts for any training that we might run, not only do you get notified first of any launches we do, we also do supporter meetups, supporter dinners, supporter WhatsApp groups where you have a deeper community. I do supporter only Ask Me Anythings. I do supporter only content and podcasts. We have a community of 2,500 supporters, and I'd love to give you the chance to be one of those. I believe this is the best supporter program in the whole world. Find me a better one, but I don't think you will. So the link is bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. That's bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R. I believe the gap between free content and paid content is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There's a lot of free content out there that's maybe not that good. And for just a few dollars a month, you can get the best content on business, on entrepreneurship, on starting up, on scaling up, on sales, on marketing, on the mindset of being an entrepreneur. So go to bit.ly/RobSupporter with a capital R right now. The third one is the hero and the guide. I don't know if you've read the story of the hero's journey, Joseph Campbell, very famous. It kind of ruins films because most films are based on the hero's journey. But there's the hero and the guide. And the hero is Luke Skywalker and the guide is Yoda. And most people, when they're positioning and promoting themselves, they put themselves as the hero. Look at me, I'm Luke Skywalker. I've got the Force. I've got a bigger lightsaber than you. Follow me. I am the leader. But actually, if you position yourself as the guide, you're the Yoda, the mentor to Luke Skywalker, then you will be able to increase your fees and people will position you as more of a leader. So basically, that means that facts tell, but stories sell. And it means your testimonials and the results in your market, they will sell better than you ever can. So rather than giving it the big I am on you, give it the big they are on your clients. Get recommendations, get referrals. Make sure that anytime any of your clients get any results, WhatsApp them. Hey, would you mind sharing a story? Can you send me a message? Send me a voice memo. Send me a video. And be shameless about that. I had a new podcast talk to Global Woman, the Global Woman Summit. So I asked Nick James, I asked Shah Wasmond, I asked Kevin Clifton, I asked Katie Hill. These are all very successful and some of them very famous people. I literally said, would you mind just sending me a little bit of a message on how using me and my podcast agency has been for you and what's worked for you? I've got a talk in 2 days at the Global Woman Summit. I'd like to inspire many women through your message. And all of them said yes, and they were fine with it. But if you don't ask, you're not going to get. Now, of course, as you're big enough and you've gone long enough and you're great enough and you've been doing it decades, all your testimonials and case studies will, of course, come to you by being great. But don't be scared to go out there. When you've seen someone that's done good work from your work and got results from your teachings, don't be shy. Don't be backwards in going forwards and message them and saying, hey, look, I'm really glad that my service has worked really well for you. I'm so grateful. Would you mind just sending me a recommendation? I'll, of course, promote you and use your recommendation. And it really works. Remember, you're the guide, not the hero. You're Yoda, not like Luke Skywalker. And then your fees will go up and up and up because people go, whoa, like he's the millionaire mentor, or he's the guy that mentors everyone in property, or she's the wellness guru. Okay, number four then is offer ever-increasing value. So the more value you offer, the higher your fees can be, because value is part of the wealth formula. Now, on my money podcast, which this recording will go on if you're watching the live, I've shared my entire money formula. Wealth equals value plus fair exchange times leverage. Let me say that again. Wealth equals value plus fair exchange times leverage. So ever increasing value is the first part of the three elements of my wealth formula. But the more value you offer, the more price you can, the higher your price, basically. The fees will increase with ease. Now, what a lot of people do is go, oh, well, in my market, there's a real ceiling on price. You can't charge that. Oh, it's really difficult. You can't do that. Instead of thinking, how can I give more value and therefore have the value pull up my fees? Because you can either bang the fees up and hold your breath and hope that people go for it, or you can increase the value, which will push your fees up. Now, a little trick here. Sorry if I'm speaking fast, but I've got to do a clubhouse room in a moment. At Rob Moore is my profile. I don't know if you want to share your profile in the live. And my profile is at Rob Moore. If you're listening to the Money Podcast as well, make sure you join the Disruptive Entrepreneur Community. Because I feel like I'm talking to myself. I've got my Zoom H1 here, talking to the millions of subscribers and listeners and downloads all over the world. But I can't see you and I can't interact with you. So my Facebook group for my Disruptive Entrepreneur Community is called Disruptive Entrepreneur Community. Come join us. Come and get involved in the discussion. Come and show your face and come and join me on Clubhouse. So put your Clubhouse link in the video or come and share your Clubhouse link in the thread in the Disruptive Entrepreneur. It's at Rob Moore. But value is a perception. So what you can do is you can increase perceived value, but not have it have an actual cost to you. You can give some of your time. You could give some bonuses, which, you know, you've created once, like a video course, for example. But if you have to give physical products away, like if I said, hey, everyone who joins my Disruptive Entrepreneur group, you can have a laptop, you can have an Apple Mac. Of course, that cost me millions of pounds. Whereas if I created a really good video course, one of the video courses I've actually offered for joining my weekly Rob's resource email, which is robmoore.com/MMM. Yeah, let me get that right. It's robmoore.com/MMM. So I'm giving away £2,021 every month to the end of 2021 there. But I've got an online course, a course I sold called the 6-Stage 7-Figure Launch System. And I give that away for people who go to robmoore.com/MMM. So that's a way I can give you extra value for following me. But because I already recorded the video course a few months ago, I don't have to do it again. High perceived value, low actual cost to me. So increase your value with high perceived value, low actual cost, and you'll be able to sustainably make your fair margin of profit, which is the fair exchange part of the wealth formula, while increasing your fees. Number five, then, two more. We've covered knowledge plus experience equals results. Self-worth equals net worth. The hero guide and the guide. Be the guide, not the hero. Be the yoga. Yoga? talking too fast. I've got a Clubhouse room coming up. Be the Yoda, not the Luke Skywalker. And then number four, ever-increasing value means ever-increasing fees. Right, number five is sell your stuff out. Become oversubscribed. Have more demand than supply, and it's easy to up your fees. So my mentoring fees have gone up from £2,000 a year in 2008 to £40,000 a year in 2021, and it's sold out and I'm not taking any more clients on. And whilst I've incrementally increased the price really gently and apologetically over the years, as I've gained more confidence, knowledge, experience, results, the thing that was able to step change and dramatically increase my fees, like from maybe 5 to 10 or 15 to 20, big jumps, was when I sold out and oversubscribed. Because if you think about it, there's no risk to you increasing your fees when you've sold out. Because if no one buys, it doesn't matter because you're sold out. But what happens when you're sold out is more people want to get in, like a Clubhouse invite. I can't get a Clubhouse invite. I can't get a Clubhouse invite. I need a Clubhouse invite. So everyone wants to get in on something they can't get in on. And of course, there's no risk to you in putting the price up because you're full. So get to the point where you're full, increase your fees. More people will want it because they can't get in it. And then your self-perception of your value will go up in line. And now, many of these don't cost a lot of money, by the way. And yes, some of these are. The more you're in the market and the more experience and time in the market, of course, that makes sense. But don't wait for that to happen. Make it happen. All right. And then number six, the final one, is service. Care, serve, solve, fix problems. Be kind, look after your clients, think about them, care about them, be personal with them. Think about the little details, the handwritten notes, the letters, the messages, the replies, the WhatsApp voice memos, honouring them on their birthday and on anniversaries and all the little details. Care about them, serve them, look after them. Serve more than you ask for. Ooh, serve more than you ask for, give more than you take, and that will put the fair exchange formula in your favour. Which is another episode on the Money Podcast. I won't talk about it now because I want to make this a power session. So I'm going live on Clubhouse now for 90 minutes or so. If any of you are here and live, go. If you're listening to the Money Podcast, if you like this podcast, would you mind reviewing it? I don't think I've ever asked anyone to review my podcast. I haven't even checked how many reviews I've got. But yeah, why don't you review the podcast if you think it's good, the Money Podcast. If you're watching the live video, do you even subscribe to the Money Podcast? I'm watching you. Are you even subscribing? A lot of people say it's their favourite podcast of mine. A lot of people didn't even know I had a second podcast called Money. Love you all. You're legends. Go review the podcast or review this video. When all is said and done, more is said than done. To know and not to do is not to know. We covered the six areas of increasing your fees. Knowledge plus experience equals results. One. 2, self-worth equals net worth. 3, the hero and the guide. Make you the guide, the Yoda. Make your clients the heroes. Pedestalize them and you will be able to increase your fees with ease. 4, keep offering more and more value. Perceived over actual hard cost to you means you can sustain a fair margin. 5, sell out, oversubscribe and close and everyone want in. More demand than supply. And 6, serve. Service, great service. Care, serve, solve. Love you all. And remember this, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.